second Freedom Forum. We are here with the Anthony and extended family to play a fun little game today. I'm your host, Kelly Anthony, and also with us today, we have...
I'm Jimmy. It's nice to meet you.
Hey, it's Rachel.
Why are we here?
Grace, it's my birthday.
Cynthia Anthony, proud mother of these great kids.
Andy Anthony, dad.
Hi, it's Raul.
Jacob, hot to trot. Here we go. Oh.
Brian is here.
So yes, it is the Anthony family. We're actually recording this in person for once. We're all here to celebrate Grace's big Dirty 30 birthday. Mm-hmm. And beautiful
Penny's
Palm
here
Springs,
too.
California. Yes,
Jingle.
Jacob and Raul's dog Penny is
Jingle
also
Penny.
Here.
World of
So today we thought we'd just play a fun little get to know you game. So the way this is going to work is I have some cards here. This is from the voting game, which is an actual game you can buy at Target. That's where I got it. And I'm just going to read a card, and we're all going to decide who in this room most matches the description on that card. And at the end of the game, we'll see who ended up with the most cards. Is everyone ready?
Ready. Mm-hmm.
Ready.
All right. Let's see. Here we go. Start with a good one. They're all a little, All right, we'll start with this one. Here we go. Who got the highest standardized test scores in high school?
You, definitely. Oh, sorry.
Let's say locks.
Why don't we just say it? Like,
you're in the mix.
Okay, Grace, who do you
think? You. I think you got the highest ones.
We do have a physician on our hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
say
Annie.
You that too.
Highest SAT score?
But also Brian, because he made it into Penn State.
Well, wait, did
that's
you guys
awesome.
Take that, like, 2,000-point SAT?
The
ACT? Well, yeah, the 1,600.
Mm-hmm.
They changed it there.
Yeah, stone tablet. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think when
16.
I took it, it was 24, and I think I got an 18-something. But I honestly don't really remember.
Andy, what
I
was
fell
your...
asleep during the
I honestly
taking
don't
that.
You know,
I was like a C or something. Not
during the ACT test, I got sick and threw up and left and never finished the test.
I got a phone call.
I think we should
skip
that.
Oh,
I remember
so
that.
Mad
that was horrible.
Let's skip it.
I would stick with Brian.
Okay.
Great. Next one.
Okay. Brian, you get that card, I guess.
Wait, what?
Nobody voted.
He made it to Penn State, you guys.
But do we
Why
vote?
Why does somebody need, so? Do they even need to win? Let's just go to the next one.
Don't we vote? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we were supposed to say locked, but it didn't actually happen that way.
So now we'll do the locked.
Okay, vote, Jimmy.
Okay, go around and say it, I guess.
Oh, Kelly.
I didn't think of anyone.
Just pick one.
Kelly.
Andy MD.
Kelly. Brian.
Kelly.
Did you say?
I said Rachel.
Yeah, go Andy.
Kelly. Rachel.
Oh. Give it to Andy.
Andy got the best vote.
Yeah, okay. Andy got it for Irvine.
Alright. Alright, next card. Don't forget to say locked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving forward.
I started with that one because it seemed like more positive than a lot of these. Okay. Just so you know where we're headed. All right. Who has contributed to bathroom stall graffiti?
Locked.
Okay, Jimmy, who do you think?
Myself.
Grace?
Byron.
As an onlooker.
Byron. What were you going to say?
Oh, Byron.
I was going to say Grace.
I had no idea, but I guess Byron clearly wins this
card.
Yeah.
Do we get to hear the story? Do the people get to hear the story?
Sure. Do you want to share a story, Byron?
I did a dumb thing in the bathroom and wrote all over the wall with a huge like Sharpie pen. It was great.
What'd you write?
I don't really remember. It was like a design.
Did you love POD at that time?
No, I did not have a POD fascination at the time.
Okay.
Too young before POD at this
or
time.
After
later,
POD.
Actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Post POD.
Post POD.
Yeah, post POD.
Okay, next card. Who has most recently wiped with something other than toilet paper?
Locked.
Byron?
Grace.
That's
weird.
Just for funsies.
I don't know.
Brian?
Can we just have funsies?
Jimmy and Vinny.
Ooh, he said Jimmy.
1,000%.
Oh my goodness. You know, I was actually locked. I was thinking about that earlier today in COVID times. I was like, oh yeah. There were times where
what?
We used paper towels.
Oh. They did not teepee?
We ran out of teepee for a bit. We didn't, like, go on an excursion, and we used paper towels.
Oh, shit.
Mm. That's not that bad.
Yeah.
But I was going to say...
Or wait, am I wrong? Are you telling me
I
enough?
Mean, we definitely run out of
everybody
it
uses paper towels every now and then before they
like,
get to the store.
Who's ever used a leaf? Like in the wild.
Well, I was thinking like a wet wipe.
Yeah, people use wipes.
I
think the
like...
question is designed to sit, to get you to get towards like a leaf and shit, but I instantly was just thought of a wipe.
Kelly, you've never used wipes, you know what?
No.
Oh, I recommend it.
She's
just
a thing. I don't want to use wipes because they're bad for your plumbing and nature.
Okay.
You can't don't flush them, even if they say flushable.
But they clean
real.
Your ass so much better.
I do it all the time.
That's what everyone says.
But
they're,
you gotta clean the asshole.
I've heard it. People are opening up about this topic, I feel like.
Sewer
island. It's like culture. Like,
the
people are just like,
no, the fatbergs.
Yeah, but now they make wipes that disintegrate when you put them in the toilet.
I've heard
that
they don't really, though, fully.
Yeah, makes sense. They're really tough. Like,
yeah, all right. Good. Well, I don't know. Who wins this card?
Nobody.
Jimmy.
Me.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Jimmy's the biggest
Jimmy
pooper.
Got like one
Jimmy's
here,
the biggest pooper.
I do poop a lot.
But I will tell you, we don't buy wipes. Those don't exist in our house, so I know Jimmy's
not
using
wipes.
I'm down for the wipes.
All right. Next question. Who would sue someone for something stupid just to make money?
Nobody here.
No, not really.
Stupid.
Really?
I think we all, like, don't want to deal with that enough.
Yeah, I feel like we're all either too lazy or just like, that sucks, don't do that. Yeah. All
right.
I mean, people suck, like the t-shirt says.
Did anyone feel like they would have done that?
No.
But I was scared.
I might have wished I would have done that.
If it were really egregious and, like, legitimate, then yes. Like if,
yeah, it probably
you know,
honestly is definitely Jake.
I was gonna,
but
say,
if
yeah.
I, 100%. But it would not be like, oh, I sprained my ankle. I'm gonna get you guys.
Do
it's
that.
Gonna be like I broke my back. I can't walk now.
I'm
you're paying
you
for this.
Right.
I knew somebody who like took a bad step off a New York City curb because it was all broken, and she ended up puncturing her intestine and getting MRSA, and she sued the city, and she got a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh fuck.
Yeah.
But that's a, I mean, that's their purview is to fix that.
Who was riding his bike down a neighborhood hill and somebody's cement was fucked up and he like tumbled off his bike and broke a couple bones. And those people paid him some settlement when he was like a child for maybe like $50,000 that he then got when he turned 18.
Oh, boy.
Because somehow it was their fault.
You got to ride around in the right neighborhood.
Yeah.
You only take a hit for the team, yeah.
I mean, that's what, you know, it's insurance. It's not, you know, that's what it's for.
All right, next card. Who has vomited in the most awkward place?
Locked.
Locked.
I feel like I'm going to hear a bunch of personal stories right now.
Grace.
It's me.
That was mine, too.
Yeah.
Grace.
Definitely me. I'm a puker. It happens. I don't know what to say.
But a good rally, though,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, that's
it's
the
like
thing.
It's like so nothing. It's like nothing happened.
Yeah. Oh, back to it.
If I'm to the point of puke, I can't really rally.
Yeah, I can't either.
It's because it happens, like my stomach is just so sensitive that like it's not a huge deal.
Right.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same
I'll
way.
Deal with nauseousness for like a dumb amount of time and not just like let it happen.
That's
just like,
you hate it.
No, I'm okay. Like I was spiced.
You gotta
get it done.
No,
yeah.
It helps.
Yeah.
All right. Next card. Who will get into a fight with an elderly person and lose?
Lock.
Like a physical fight.
Or an argument. Whatever. It's up to you.
Yeah, I guess it's up to interpretation. I was thinking physical fight, but.
Hmm.
Rachel's the only one who locked.
Yeah, what'd you lock
It's definitely you, dog. You already fucking fought with the old person.
That's what I mean.
That was a verbal thing.
Yeah,
it
wasn't
physical, but like, she smacked you down.
No. she gave me the under the chin.
Yeah.
See, and I was like, oh, yeah? Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah?
This?
And she's like, yeah, you don't think I'm very friendly, do you? And I was like, no, I don't. She was like, I bet you don't. And I was like, all right.
I don't.
Yeah.
What happened? Why did you do that?
She just did that.
And you just couldn't stand for it?
She did the thing, and I was just like, what the fuck was that? And then she was like, that's what you get. And I was like,
what do you mean? She like hit your chin?
No, this is like a fuck you.
Yeah. Like, it's a motion.
Old Italian thing.
So what we're doing is.
Well, I think it's actually Andy, because he just wouldn't fight them.
He would lose, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
like that. I didn't lose.
Yeah, Byron would definitely win. I'm going to give this to Andy.
Right. Lock. Great choice.
Ryan, you escaped on that one.
Yeah. I'm happy to
have Okay, this one's going to be interesting. Ready? Whose cooking would impress Gordon Ramsay?
Lock.
Who's Gordon Ramsay?
Lock.
A famous chef. That's all that really matters.
Lock.
Oh, I think I'll lock it.
Lock.
Okay, I think we should just go around for this one, because I want to hear what everyone wants to say.
Yeah, it's hard, but just from the number of times that I've been like, thank you, this is delicious, I'll give it to Raul. Because he's just made so much delicious food throughout the holidays and whatever. Yeah.
Cool.
Ditto. That fucking guac and like that fancy-ass fruit salad you made.
That's like fast shit, but thank you.
Pomegranate seeds? It's like very labor-intensive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Raul the go-ahead for the mise en place, but I'm going to give my mom the delicious factor and say Gordon Ramsay would approve.
Nice. Grace?
I was going to say Brian's really good at, like, baking and, like, salad dressing. Fish salad dressing.
Caesar? Little Caesar dressing.
Cynthia?
Jacob.
That's
He's
true.
So creative, innovative, willing to try anything. You know, so when Jacob gets going on in the kitchen, I want to know about it.
All right, Andy.
Jacob.
Thank you.
And Raul's a close second. You guys are foodies, man.
Andy. I don't have an answer.
Rude.
Because he doesn't want to say himself.
Yeah. Raul's tamales.
Can you lock on yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say like Raul if I can't do myself. No, if we both know it's coming.
Vomiting in public?
I don't know. I think I could take Raul. If we both know Gordon's coming to the house, I think I could take him.
That
but
could
if
be
I
an
didn't,
interesting show.
You know, if I didn't know.
Did you just say yourself?
So yeah. Just if there's himself? Ever a show, we'll audition for it and I'll kick Jake's ass.
Let's do a podcast where we all
say Raul.
It's a toss up between Jacob and Raul, I think. But I think all of us are good cooks at different things, you know, which is interesting.
Yeah. We definitely make a picnic interesting.
You definitely won this card, Raul.
Thank you.
All right, next card. Who would be the best double agent?
Oh. Locked.
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 Okay, Grace?
Byron.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he'd be pretty good.
Rachel, what were you going to say?
I was going to say Cynthia.
Oh, really?
That was my other answer.
Really into it.
I think I would.
But I think she'd give it away.
No, she could be sneaky, dude.
She's like, I'm trying to be sweet.
Brian, what were you going to say?
I love Byron.
Oh.
1000%.
You got
that
secret agent.
Agent man.
Byron has too many ideals.
Giving you your
He's
number.
Too idealistic.
I was going to say Grace, actually. I feel like she could definitely blend
Grace
in well.
Shifty as
I feel like icicles.
Get over it. Get over it.
As fuck.
She is 1 AF or 2.
I would say myself.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I could absolutely fucking delude anybody.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I could
be super shit.
She's like, look at these.
Oh yeah.
Suckers.
I mean, yeah. My acting skills could be a double agent. Matter of fact, I wish I could say I was going to do that for a career.
That's the whole point.
It does
though.
Sound kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah.
As far as.
Until you get caught.
You have to be like, I'm an agent.
Well, I think Byron technically got the most votes, though.
Yeah, give me that card.
Did you give it to your mom?
I voted. You didn't ask my vote. It's,
oh, well, I got one already. You say locked. Sorry.
Locked.
Okay.
And I vote for Cynthia.
Oh.
Well, I guess it's a tie.
Doubling down.
All right,
I said
you can have it.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I can't believe no one.
She double agent me. She won.
Oh my god.
She double crossed me.
Finessed it.
All right. Next question. Who would fail an eighth grade math test if they took it right now?
Locked.
Oh
my god.
Locked.
Me.
No.
Grace.
Cynthia.
Yeah, it's probably Cynthia.
Wait, what is eighth grade though?
It's hard. It's algebra.
It's algebra or geometry
yeah.
if you're really smart.
Yeah,
it's
locked
like
me.
Some like sine curve. No, not sine. That's
what
algebra
it's
too.
You then.
No.
And anything
either,
you're good at,
it's
that's not
one
of your suits.
It's probably like.
It's the what's
variables.
Slope.
Quadratic equations. And
yeah.
Math
is dumb.
So raise your hand if you think it's Byron. Raise your hand if you think it's Cynthia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna
Raise your hand if you think it's someone else.
I think it's Grace.
What do you think?
Not wrong.
I would say Jimmy.
I mean, I'm already like, what?
I know!
Sine? Cosine?
Yeah, like, it's some, like, curvature.
Jimmy was like,
it's
a
straight line
to
music between 2 points.
No, wait.
It's where it's supposed to be
squared. Wait, guys, no. But the best musicians in the room are good mathematicians.
Yeah,
naturally.
It's definitely not me. I'm great at math.
But it's not.
I understand math. It sort of clicks to me a little bit.
But you don't always retain it the same.
Different.
Like yeah, you give him 6 hours in a class, he'll remember everything that he's already learned. But
you
just give him a
arm
test, it doesn't mean he's going to do well.
And like holder.
Okay.
Okay.
I still stand by my vote of my
like
mom. Me
yeah,
mom.
I just think Cynthia would be like, what?
Me?
Yeah.
Like
the worst, right?
No.
That's what that means.
Penny.
What?
Totally.
Alright, next question. This one's gonna be good. Who would you choose as your cellmate in prison?
Locked.
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 Yeah, I guess locked.
Grace?
My dad.
Interesting.
Super
Jimmy.
Chill.
Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, please, Jimmy.
He would solve like any problem for me and just do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jimmy, who'd you lock on?
That's funny. I think Jacob. Just like Jacob.
He'll fuck you up.
I've been in a cell for those of you who are listening.
Yeah. It's experience.
Yeah, it was actually, I didn't lock anybody because I've experienced this and I don't think any of you would do very well.
That's
probably
true.
Probably
I'm sorry.
True.
Not even me, dude? Come
yeah,
on.
But I mean, that's, I can't,
I
you
can
know.
Be pretty political when
a co-ed prison, Grace?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I,
okay.
It's a game.
I locked on Jimmy because
oh, yeah,
he's my husband. Who else locked? Who'd I miss?
Me. And I say Grace.
Nice.
Oh. Well, you two picked each other, so
yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
Well, who wins this card then? Because I feel like.
They do.
Yeah, give it to Andy. He didn't win anything yet.
What? No, I did. I've got two cards. That's not true.
Give it to Grace.
Give it to Grace.
Give it to the queen. The birthday girl.
She's like, give my shit.
What?
All right. Who is currently reading a self-help book?
Locked.
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 Grace?
Rachel.
Is it Rachel?
She's
I
reading
also
like
picked
eight.
Myself.
All right, well, that's Rachel, you get this card.
By acclamation.
No one else is reading more self-help books.
Yeah. All right, next question. Who regularly orders delivery from less than 5 blocks away?
Oh, fuck, locked.
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 But I think we're all like me.
Yeah.
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 No.
Oh. Rachel, who would you lock on?
Me.
Jimmy?
Us.
Yeah,
like,
us. We do it all
know.
The time.
Too
Grace.
Often.
Rachel.
It's
Rachel.
True.
I'm really lazy.
Two cards in a row.
It's my biggest sloth vice.
Oh.
Sorry. All right.
There you go.
Next question. Who is ruthless about correcting your spelling and grammar?
It's me.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
would say locked. Like
yeah.
Experience-wise, yeah, like the most emails and things.
Oh
like,
yeah, thinking
yeah.
back to high school essays, yeah.
Oh man, I was all over your ass. Like, Jimmy.
That's a terrible writer looking back. I'm like, oh my god.
You were a kid.
You were a good writer. You just didn't spell well.
Well, that's what I mean.
Me neither.
Grammar, spelling. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Cynthia. The mom. Sure. Makes sense. All right, next question. Who was the oldest when they had their first kiss?
First kiss?
Oh, I think we did this one before.
Yeah, but not with this exact group of people.
Okay.
The oldest.
Locked.
There's no obvious answer here.
Locked.
No. I can't say locked. I don't know.
I think it's Andy.
I think it's Andy.
That was going to be my guess as well.
What was it? How
I don't know
you?
Why.
I'd say 15.
Yeah, that's not old.
It's not old at all.
Who else locked on someone else?
I was going to go Jacob. Yeah, I was younger than 15, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like 12, 13.
With a girl?
Very good, yes.
She was...
anybody younger
But it was
than
14
15.
With a boy, so there you go.
Anybody younger than 15?
Yes.
Well, no, everyone. No, who older than 15?
Yeah, because Andy's at 15.
Mm. All right, Andy.
Andy got it.
Shit, give me the cards, man. Give me the freaking cards.
I'm trying to think. Yeah.
All right, next question. Who can't spell illiterate?
Locked.
Oh, Grace?
Huh? Me, and I know Grace. That's what he's saying too. Yeah.
And I was going to say Raul.
I'm a really good speller. Have I sent you like bad illiterate?
Yeah.
I-L-L-I. T E R A T.
Yeah.
Bingo.
I don't know.
I'm a good speller, dude.
I'm extremely terrible.
Me too. So fucking bad.
Well, you can. Okay, well, we'll give it to Grace since that's.
Yeah, I think Grace. I think Grace.
So spell check was invented for you, huh?
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Mountain. Mountain always fucks me up. And
mountain.
Like,
conscience.
Yeah. He said conscience. Conscience.
Yeah. Like, not conscious.
Right.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, chocolate.
Chocolate.
For Greeks.
Desert so and dessert.
I know the difference. Only one
dessert.
S can grow in the desert.
That's
and
right.
Dessert, you always want
more,
so you
yes.
get two.
Yeah. Exactly. That's how my teacher taught it to me.
Yeah.
It's like how everybody goes, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or busyness.
Okay, raise your hand if you use...
Busyness.
Raise your hand if you use that Gwen Stefani song to spell
bananas.
Oh, my God.
What'd you say?
Really?
Yeah. Every time I spell bananas, I sing it.
What about Mississippi?
Yeah,
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. Every time I have to spell champagne, I say champagne.
Totally.
Okay, moving
out
on.
Loud.
Well, sometimes it's in my head.
Please RSVP with champagne.
All right. Who, next card, who is secretly from the future?
Locked.
That's funny.
Locked.
This is hard. Byron, you went first, I think.
My dad is so technologically advanced, you guys.
You guys could never understand. My dad is so technologically advanced. He's beyond your even understanding. Time.
You charge your house off of the sun and then put it into the wall.
Solar panels, you guys.
Yeah.
Who else locked? Cynthia, did you lock?
I did. And it's Jacob.
What?
I feel like I'm from the past. No.
Yeah. Jacob reads and explores
like
things.
The
1860s.
Who believes in aliens?
No, you're going to be more prepared for the future, some fuck up insane thing in our society.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like
he's
going to
be, yeah,
yeah.
He's ready for the future.
Who else locked? Yes.
Yeah. I said Byron. Because he's all talking about the way things are changing and things are morphing and, you know, just political, you know, scape is changing and how things are kind of going forward.
Byron's always
so
dark about it, though.
Yeah,
he's like, everything's going to shit. We're all going to die. That
may be a brief part of the future. A bottleneck thing, you know, we'd get out on the other side, you know.
Yeah.
Did anyone else lock?
I picked Jimmy because he uses all these, like, cool, like, synthesizers and shit in his.
They are very cool.
He will be the first moon music.
I don't know. That's a kind of a tie around the room. I don't know who to give the card to.
Jimmy.
Okay.
Synthesize him.
All right. Next question. Who will be the last person alive?
Locked.
I think you locked first.
Okay, locked.
Cynthia.
I'm locked.
100%.
Can you please do
what?
The Y on that?
That bitch isn't going anywhere.
Just by sheer force of luck.
Yeah, deal with it. Man. I ain't going anywhere.
That's great.
Rachel, I think you locked.
Yeah, I picked Jacob because it seems like he's got some survivalist skills.
That's true.
True that.
And like travel scroll and shit.
Yeah, but I'll probably have a heart attack at 50.
Interesting. You can't tell if it was the noise of the canister opening or him laughing. It goes like, and like he proceeds to laugh, and you're like, was that the sound of the opening? Like,
might have been.
Byron, you locked?
I locked originally on Jacob because he's the most prepper, but I'm gonna go now on Raul, who I'll live the heart attack.
He'll just inherit all of my hard work.
Is this a shirt I got?
That's
no.
Not true.
No.
It looks like
dude, I survived the coronavirus. I kind of kicked its ass.
You know who else did is my answer, which is Khaleesi.
No, Kelly would be Khaleesi. A good survival.
Yeah, I think she's going
to
go with all.
If I had to go in an alley and there was like danger, I would take this bitch with me. Like, she, yes, she's tough.
Like,
she's pretty healthy.
You're scrappy.
I would have picked myself just because I think I'm pretty healthy in general.
No, but you're strong and you have the...
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, who gets this card, Jacob?
You. You should get it.
No, you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. For medical reasons.
All right. This one's going to be interesting because there's a few people that I think are... definite answers to
here
this.
We go.
Okay, who would stand by you in a bar fight even though they know you're wrong?
Locked.
Exactly.
Locked.
I think we should just go around. So I'll read it again because I kind of fucked up. Who would stand by you in a bar fight even though they know you're wrong? Jimmy.
It's gotta be Byron. Byron just, like, wants to stand up for people.
He lives for it. Yeah, you're right.
Great. She'd have my back.
That's true.
I'm actually going to go with my mom.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mom is a good one. I almost said that, but I have to go Byron. Have to. I say Byron.
There was one time we were riding in a cab in New York somewhere, and the guy was taking the wrong route, and you went 0-60 on this cab driver in no time at all. I was like, holy shit, what's going on here? But it's like, no, the Byron's fierce, I mean, in a good way, in terms of defending people.
Efficiently fierce.
Yeah.
Probably Jake for me.
Mm-hmm.
I went Byron.
I would want Byron. Yeah, if I was in a fight, sorry.
Yeah, so.
I feel like Jake wouldn't so blindly stand up with you all the time. Byron would just be like, what the fuck, let's go.
I would make sure nothing happened. But,
yeah,
I wouldn't just start going
like,
for
dude,
it.
Dude, let's go home.
You'd be grabbing me by the collar and let's
like,
get out of here.
Byron would be like, fuck you, bro. Hold me back.
What are we doing?
All
right. Well,
yeah. We're hitting that guy?
Okay.
I'll never forget when we were at Coachella, just like in a crowd, and something was happening. And I didn't even notice it. And Byron, you were just like, hold my backpack. I was like, what? And you just went and like helped this guy who was like too drunk or something, like out of the crowd.
Oh my God, Byron. Remember, what was his name? Oscar?
Emergency. Oh no.
Oliver.
Steve.
Byron and I met this poor fellow on the street once.
That's true. I leap into action in times of crisis.
Well, here's
your
card.
Okay.
Like that time that guy on the bike hit the thing and he fell and then he passed out.
Yeah, that poor fucker.
Yeah. And Byron like ran over.
Every time he runs into danger.
Yeah. And then someone was like, did you call 911? And I was like, no. That's just scary. But yeah.
Just like,
I know.
Oh. I'm working on it, yeah.
What's the phone number for that yellow one?
All right, next card. Who would die first if they woke up naked in the middle of the Amazon?
Locked.
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 Byron? I was also going to say me. Because I would,
the bugs?
The bugs, the mosquitoes.
Stingers.
Mm. Okay. I was going to say Brian.
I didn't lock, but I don't know. I think Jimmy's dead.
No.
Oh. Why?
No.
I just think, like, what a cool lock. Like. It's more for comedy, but it's also real.
Oh, good.
I think
funny.
It's me.
I think a lot of people are dead. Like, if
Andy.
Any of us, it's
yeah,
not
yeah,
a good
he's
chance.
Not gonna last.
I'd be like,
yeah.
Time to go.
I guess with the back.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's like
I can't
go the Amazon
because
it's hot. And
yeah,
and make sure Andy's gonna make sure he's put his sunblock on and everything before he goes in the Amazon River. And then he goes in there and then just
food
like
for the
dies.
Brian is diagnosing himself as it gets worse.
He's like, this is what's happening.
A pulmonary edema, man. This is hypothermia in the fucking Amazon. Hypothermia.
I think I just need to drink some water and get some rest.
Yeah.
Take some ibuprofen. Maybe have a hit or two.
Yeah.
So. Brian got that card.
Yeah,
I knew that if I got one, it was going to be a negative one.
They're all negative, pretty much.
Yeah, we all suck. Don't worry.
Okay.
Comedy's
there's
all the pie in the face.
Not
it's
really.
A tragedy for somebody.
Yeah. With the one was like, who's going to break a world record? We're all like, no one.
No one. What a stupid question.
From the future is positive.
Yeah.
Well, I think that Byron standing up for people is a positive.
Yeah, the
bar
fight.
That was like, who wants
that's
to like
true,
bar.
Bar.
Yeah, bar fight, blind bar fight. Like,
we'll be the last person alive. That's positive. Well, maybe not. If
all right, let's do the next positive.
Okay.
No, we didn't do it. She skipped it. Just give it back to her.
I'm just going in order. Okay, whose funeral will be attended by the most people?
Mine.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. No need for locked, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
No need for locked. And you know what? We're still going to have a fundraiser for the theater.
Yeah.
Come on by the coffin and buy
a
little fundraiser for the theater. You
know,
you have a little raffle ticket to
some
walk by the coffin.
Asking you.
Theater's a killer. Come on, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Doctor says she has 2 days to live. Buy your death gram now.
Yeah.
She'll record a goodbye greeting before she...
Yeah, morbid. Okay, next card.
Very.
Who would be your one phone call if you got arrested?
Locked.
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 My girlfriend, Rachel. I'd say you have to call my dad and my mom.
Venmo.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, my parents.
Shit.
For sure, Raul.
I know, everyone's just picking.
But I mean, based on, based on a non-relationship, I'd call Andy because he'd like go really quick. Like,
yeah.
I'll be right there.
Honestly, anybody had better fucking jump to action if I called them and I was in jail.
I think if anybody
this does harken back to the bar stuff.
I know.
Like, call Byron.
It's a hard question because everybody's...
Yeah.
Cut to Byron in this...
I'm on the red eye.
Right. Stop. I'm coming.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I think if anybody here calls anybody here...
It would be Andy. Most of
us.
Yeah, most, like,
would,
most of us...
Let's
Andy,
say
Brian,
you couldn't call
Peter.
Your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife.
I'd call
Andy. Yeah.
We don't call Andy.
Yeah.
All right.
555-1212. That's
yeah,
my name. If you are arrested, people, don't say anything.
Yeah.
Ever.
Don't. Ever.
Never.
Never say anything.
Don't talk
to the cops.
Right?
Yeah. No, I watched Law and Order. They always said Mariska Hargitay said it'll go much easier if you talk to me right now.
Yeah, up your ass.
Yeah, it'll be easier for them to convict you.
Yeah.
Okay. Next card. Who will become a liability after the fewest number of drinks?
Fox.
So who's the biggest lightweight here?
Yeah, basically. No, who's goes off the handle when they're drunk?
Either way.
I mean, lightweight.
The fastest.
Yeah, right.
Wow. A wild card.
Okay, Byron.
Rachel.
What?
Not by ability, but you are the lightest weight.
Yeah, but that's just going to bed. It's not going to, like, knock
me out.
Fair enough. Huh? I would say Brian.
Oh. You locked?
Yeah, I'd say Brian.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to hurt everybody, but you're probably going to, like, take way less drinks than most.
I'm pretty fucking together, but...
I think so, too. I think you're pretty tolerant.
Okay.
I just don't think he drinks as much as the rest of us, which is why.
I thought that it was who's crazy.
When they have the fewest drinks.
One night.
Maybe we
need
two
separate...
At Governor's Ball, when you were like, oh
yeah, I
went
rogue
once. And then you just turned away and
ran away.
You
went rogue. That's what
you called me. I did that, too, at Governor's Ball.
I definitely get tipsy very fast.
Okay, here you go. Here's your card.
Yeah, you win.
All right, next card. Who would show up on your doorstep unannounced?
Wow.
A lot. Cynthia.
I would, too. I don't plan stuff. I just do it.
Yeah, Raul's shown up to my house before.
Yeah.
I feel like I would do that.
Yeah.
Like, can I live here now?
Yeah. Of everyone at the circle, Grace would show up.
Yeah.
If I opened
the
door.
And just, like, no questions asked.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
I would have picked Cynthia. I feel like she'd be like, I was shopping and I saw this, made me think of you. Here's like a beautiful new set of dishware.
I just think on my doorstep it would be Cynthia.
Yeah.
That's a good bet card.
We're cruising around by, you know, stop by here. Didn't call. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's like,
they're not in the shower or anything.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
That's your gregariousness, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next card. Who could talk their way out of a hostage situation?
Locked.
Are you? Locked. They are the hostage?
Yes.
Somebody got out of question.
I'm not totally
locked. I think
I'm like
locked.
Running through all the possibilities.
Okay, who locked first? I can't remember.
Me.
I think
Grace. No, Raul locked first.
Yeah,
Raul.
Grace. Yourself?
Mm-hmm.
I said Brian, you can make them think they're friends.
I was going to say Cynthia. I feel like she could play like a worried mom
like
card.
A sickness, you know? Like, I have to get out these handcuffs.
Nice try!
Yeah.
Too much TNT.
I made the cop feel bad for me when I got arrested.
For what? What did you get arrested for?
Unpaid parking tickets.
Definitely surviving the Amazon.
I cried.
That's good.
You cried.
Okay, so I don't know who to give this card to.
Well, I would vote for Grace.
What else?
It's split.
So I think we
the
Grace.
Okay, I think
slide.
Grace got the most.
Hooray, my
She's got the birthday.
All right, next card. Who would lose an election because of something they did in high school?
Locked.
Locked.
Okay.
Locked.
Okay, Brian.
Grace.
Rude.
I was going to say Jimmy for sure.
I was going to say Jacob because he's the only one I think would run.
For That's an true. Office.
Yeah.
Not from anybody.
That's true.
Yeah, but I didn't do anything bad, though, in high school. That's the thing.
Really?
I mean, not known.
Yeah,
not the public.
Exactly,
eye.
That's the thing. It
but
just
like
comes to light.
Brett Kavanaugh, you or whatever
what?
His name is.
Let's not go.
Okay,
there.
Well, not quite that same thing. But.
Yeah,
when
I mean,
you lost?
I drank. Ooh. What was the question again?
Who would lose an election because of something they did in high school?
Drink.
Yeah, it's Jimmy. Because you did things in high school.
He did things.
What did he do?
You did things, Jimmy? Jesus.
I don't want to talk about
Jimmy it. Jimmy was good.
No, he
didn't.
No, no, but Jimmy would be the person that ran for the election and then lost for some dumb bullshit.
Just like, well, you see, no.
Yeah.
Totally out of context.
You, the fingers, the pointing fingers.
Yeah.
It'd be like you in that honey bun outfit from South Pacific.
Alright.
Chewing beel nuts.
Next card. Who color coordinates their underwear with their socks?
Locked.
Locked.
Okay, Grace?
Raul.
I do.
I locked. Really? I locked onto the same fool.
I color coordinate like everything.
Yeah. Okay. It's definitely garbled it. Perfect. All right. Next card. Who would you find getting a little too comfortable with their significant other at the public park?
Kelly.
Locked.
No, you know what? Locked. Them. Not really.
No, they're of, cute.
None
but
of you
Kelly
guys are
will
super
like,
affectionately physical.
In public. I've seen it.
PDA.
I've seen it.
Sometimes.
A few white claws.
I was going to say... I don't know, probably me.
Yeah, take it all.
I'll take this one.
I'll just take it. All right. We're almost done.
Exciting.
Who pees in the pool every time?
What the fuck?
Locked. Brian.
Without.
Brian.
Any possibility of
every time.
Look at his face.
I pee every time.
Did you
didn't
pee
even
today?
Get in the pool.
I peed today.
Oh, no. We were there. I fucking like would grab the water and did this to my hair.
Yeah, everybody pees in there, dude. I don't, but
everybody else.
No, I literally
can't
pee in
pool. Nobody in here pees in the pool.
I mean, like a lot of people in the world admit to doing it.
I gave it to Brian. He admitted it every time.
I pee.
Rachel.
Oh no!
You know what Rachel just said? She's like, there's chlorine there though, right?
Yeah,
there is.
Good job.
Justification over here.
I totally agree. You've all swam in pee. My pee most of the time, probably.
I was going to say,
and you survived and you're fine.
Right.
Fine.
There's a dilution factor
there. I'd pee if I could. I just, my body will not
me. Every day.
Don't drink it.
Do you pee in a hot tub?
No.
No.
It's a little
way.
Different. But
Brian and Jimmy don't swim around.
It's a little different, but it's happened before.
Did you pee in the Anaheim house?
Anaheim house? Oh, in the pool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No.
Did you pee in the house?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people pee in pools.
Are you
like, a lot of people
me?
Do.
Jimmy didn't pee
it's
in
gross.
The pool.
It's
a lot of people
the
pee in
the
pool.
Yeah.
Do you guys have you guys
I
ever had
pee in that
like,
pool after all the drinks we had and that
sure.
Yeah. How would I not pee in
that's
that
not the
pee
worst
pee
though about pools. Come on.
People do
people's
pee.
Buttholes
do.
Are in pools.
Wow.
Like, come on.
Yes, they are.
Well, Baby Ruth candy bar is there.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crusty balls.
That people wake up in the middle of the night and will just like pee on
like
the bed
sleepwalk
or like
pee.
In
oh,
their
yeah.
Yeah, I sleptwalked down the stairs, opened a closet,
sister.
Peed in a cat box.
Yeah,
and then my mom woke me up.
That's
got
to be so odd.
I mean, but there was a point to it, right? I
did
it. Did
you cover up
box.
With the
wet
kitty litter?
Yeah.
I did. I actually, yeah,
consider
I got my
it.
Paws in there. Okay, yeah, this is, yeah. Move
all
along,
right,
please.
All right, we're down to our last card.
Thank God.
Wow, you were okay. Having fun.
I'm loving this.
Okay. All right.
Kelly's face like, oh. All
right. We're going to pick this person, and this person then has to do this thing. But don't worry, it's going to be a fun thing, I promise.
Okay.
Who could give the best toast right now?
Locked.
Everyone say it. 1, 2, 3.
Sarah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, no, wait.
I said Andy.
Did you guys not hear Byron's speech at your wedding?
I know.
Good.
That's true.
It's Byron.
That's
he
a
won.
Great rationale.
Bro was the public figure of us all.
But to speaking? Oh, hell no. Okay. Not speaking
so
of,
dude, all my
I'm really nervous
after
speaking.
My birthday
it's true.
Like,
everybody say Byron.
Byron.
Okay, Byron, you have to give a toast right now.
Oh, man. Okay. Now that's being recorded, I feel more pressure, but that's okay. All right. I will say that there are times in life when you know that something's coming that's going to be great, and that's awesome. But there are other times in life when things come that you didn't expect, which exceed that sort of initial thing that you were looking for. And just having this conversation with you all right now was way more fun than I thought it was going to be, because there are times when we hang out with all of our family together when I feel closer to you all
And it's these dumb little things that we do that don't make any sense that make my heart feel with so much joy. And that's what I want to say.
Here, here.
Cheers.
Ching, ching, ching,
ching, ching, ching.
Salud.
All right, everyone, count your cards. Jimmy, go.
I would lose an election because of something I did in high school.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're only worth one card.
Features,
oh my god!
No, I also got who would be the coolest person. Who would be the your favorite person in the whole room forever?
No, but you got the other one.
I also got who is secretly from the future. That's Byron.
No, Byron. We gave it to you.
Oh, you're right.
Because of the synthesizers.
Yeah.
It's your honorary favorite person, man.
Sure.
Okay, Rachel?
I'm most likely to regularly order delivery from less than 5 blocks away, and I am currently reading a self-help book.
All right, I got a who has contributed to bathroom stall graffiti, who would stand by you in a bar fight even though they know you're wrong, and who could give the best toast right now. So I think there might be a theme going here.
Yeah.
Who is
so
shy?
Yeah.
It's like the most anxious guy, the most mysterious man in the world.
I don't always play card games, but when I do.
Grace?
I got can't spell illiterate. Would be chosen as my cellmate in prison, who has vomited in the most awkward places and could talk my way out of a hostage situation.
All
right. Those are cool. You're cool. No.
Thanks.
You're cool.
You're a boss-ass bitch.
Yeah. All right, Cynthia.
Who would show up on your doorstep?
She has so many cards.
Unannounced.
Oh, my God.
Go, go. Say love.
Okay, come on.
Whose funeral will be attended by the most people? Who is ruthless about correcting your spelling and grammar? Who would fail an 8th grade math exam if we took one right now? Who would be the best double agent?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Who has most recently wiped with something other than toilet paper?
So many different ones.
Yeah.
You kind of covered the field there.
Very layered. Like
well done. Well done. All right, so what did I get? Who got the highest standardized test scores in high school? What happened to me now? Who will get into the fight with an elderly person and lose? Who was the oldest when they had their first kiss?
Aww. It's okay.
Who would be your one phone call if he got arrested?
Yes.
Old reliable.
Yeah.
Old reliable virgin.
Like yeah.
Okay, Raul, what did you get?
Got coordinate my underwear with my socks, always. Gordon Ramsay. And I would charm the pants off someone with no pants. Mm.
With no pants.
Yeah.
Jacob, I guess, didn't.
I got zero, everybody.
No, I can't believe it.
Jacob got like second to everything.
I'm the expert at mediocrity, it seems like.
Oh.
No. Relax.
I know.
I'll live everyone.
No,
yo,
because I'm dead.
You're the Renaissance man because you were in the running for so many
other
things.
It's true. So I could be Jacob,
master of none.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades.
So really, I'm the best. Thank you, people.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Brian.
I am most likely to die first if I wake up in the naked in the middle of the Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
So try not to do that, okay?
Most likely to become a liability after the few sober drinks. And most likely to pee in the pool.
There's definitely a pee there.
Definitely guaranteed to pee in the pool.
I got... Who would you find getting a little too comfortable with their significant other at the public park?
Yeah.
Just because I love Jimmy so much.
No.
And who will be the last person alive?
That works.
Yeah.
All right. It was fun to play this with everyone. Love you all. I hope our listeners got to know us a little
have
better.
Have fun playing this for your great-great-grandkids while
right.
We're all dead.
And
hey, no, but that's a true thing. Like,
in a couple of years.
Forever.
Yeah.
All the haters.
And to all the haters out there, y'all are having as much fun as us.
Exactly. So, if we ever get in a bar fight, guess what?
Byron's got
Byron's
you.
Gonna kick your ass.
Byron's gonna kick your ass. Yo, Byron is gonna kick your ass.
And I will bail him out.
Right, exactly.
From the future.
Yeah. All right, guys. Until next time.
Friday Forum Podcast is a JK Entertainment production. All thoughts and opinions by the participants are theirs and theirs alone. Original theme music by Jimmy Anthony. Please subscribe so you never miss an episode and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Feel free to follow us on Instagram at Friday Forum Podcast for updates about future episodes. And please email us at FridayForumPodcast@gmail.com to contact us and let us know what you think. I'm your host, Kelly Anthony. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Yo, what's up?
I don't care.
Hello.
Whatever.
Dodgers lost.
I don't know.
Pee-pee-poo-poo.
Welcome to Palm Springs, fuckers.